Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Let's take our hymn books and sing together number 236. 236. I'd like to give you an opportunity to respond to the Lord. I remember when I was, again, a younger person, we had a prayer retreat, a boys' prayer retreat, young men's prayer retreat here at camp. We were in a meeting, not as big as this. We met in that prayer room over there. There maybe were 20, 25 young men that had come up. And in one of the afternoon meetings, Brother Gordon Gardner, he said, there's someone in this meeting who hasn't been walking as close to the Lord as they should be. They've been wandering away from the Lord, haven't been faithful to the Lord, something like that. And I want that person to come to the front so we can pray for them. Now, who do you think that was? Well, that was me. Do you think I went to the front? Nope. Nope. So I sat there almost holding on to the seat, you know? But the Holy Spirit was convicting me, and I was just, at that moment, I couldn't get up. So someone else got up and went to the front, and I was like, whew, that's great. Not me.
Brother Gordon waited a minute and said, "There's someone else." And then I knew I had to get up and confess my need and my failures. And I did. And when I did that, he said, "The Lord had told me it was Philip." But there was such a release in that. And I can remember how God just came to me. He didn't beat me with a stick. He didn't do that to embarrass me. Why did he do it? Because he loved me. He loved me. He loved me. And God knew my need. And God knows why you're here at camp for this time. God knows what he wants to do in your life. And are you willing to confess that you need him? "Lord, I'm undone. I'm not holy. But I believe that you can make me holy. And I come and I humble myself. I bow myself before you. And I say, Lord, cleanse me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord." And I'm not going to call anyone's name tonight. That's not what I told you, that story. But that blessing that God did in my life that day, I carried when I left this place. I remember in the shower, the glory of God was there.
Thank you.
It was all around me. God did a work in my heart.
Thank you.
And I don't want to single anyone out tonight. That's not what I want to do. But I want you to respond. I want you to, if you have to humble yourself before God. And cry out to him and say, "Oh God, make me clean. I believe your blood was shed for me." And so I'm going to ask you to just stand right where you are. If you feel God has been speaking to you tonight, don't worry about what the person next to you is going to think. We just want to pray that God would cleanse us thoroughly.
Hallelujah.
And so if there's anyone who feels a need for cleansing, there's something that they want to bring to God and say, "Lord, I want to make it right." Just stand right where you are. Come now, come on. Don't be ashamed. Just stand right where you are. Oh God, oh God, oh God, your blood was shed to cleanse from sin, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that there is forgiveness in you. Oh, you are a God that pardons our sins. And so, God, we come and we confess to you that we are undone, Lord. We need your cleansing blood. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, cleanse our hearts, my God. Cleanse us thoroughly, my God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You see us all together, Lord. You see these young people, God. For we desire to be clean, dear God. And we come to that fountain that was opened for us. Oh, your precious blood. It's never lost its power. Effect a cleansing tonight, dear God. God, bring about a deliverance, Lord, in lives. Father, that they would be able to walk before you in white, Lord. Oh, Jesus, there's power in your blood to cleanse, to set free, my God. And so we come, Lord Jesus. We come, my God. We come, dear God. God, 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 come to us, my God. Come to us, my God. Come to us, my God.
Can do this, that as we heard, that we can act
in response and say yes.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, by we could, as we heard about our wills, and say, Lord, we cast our pride aside.
Yes, Lord.
Enough of that.
Yes, Lord.
And we come to you just as we are. We come to you, Lord God, with our chains, with our bonds, with our faults, with our failures. Lord, we come right before you tonight, and Lord, this is our only hope, the cross of Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord.
The blood that was shed. And we ask tonight, Lord God, that you, O Father, will cause us to be cleansed and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We come to you honestly.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we bring to you our hearts. We bring to you our all. We bring to you, O God, these things that we're standing and confessing before you.
Yes, Lord.
We want to tell you tonight we believe in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Cleanse.
We believe, O God, that that sacrifice was full and complete. And we want to ask you now, O God, to wash us and cleanse us. We want to ask you, O God, to fill us anew, fill us afresh. Empower us through the Holy Spirit, we pray. Lord God, we make room tonight for you. We make room for you to come and meet us. Oh, Lord Jesus, do a complete work. Perfect that which concerns us, we pray. Every one of us, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Lord Jesus. You know, a good thing to do is get a little body language into it, you know? Body, soul, and spirit. I just felt the suggestion tonight. Why don't you just lift your hands and say, Lord, here I am. You know, it's surrender, but it's also, Lord, I'm ready to receive of you. And Lord, we let go of that thing that we can do nothing about, but you can do everything about.
God.
Oh, God, we just surrender to you right now. We come to you, oh, Jesus, with all that's within us, we come to you. Ourselves to you. We give ourselves away tonight. We surrender, oh Lord, to you. Jesus. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. We surrender, oh Lord God. We surrender to you, oh Jesus. We worship your King, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Just as I am.
Christian workers among us. Why don't you go and pray with some young person that's standing? Let's just minister in the love of God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, right now, let's do that. Don't wait. Let's pray for one another. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Your spirit, my God, God, God.
Has everyone been prayed for? If you haven't, just raise your hand. Make sure everyone is. But let's sing that last verse of 2, 3, 6. You may be seated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Now, is that your testimony? Is that your confidence? That as we've come to Him in humility, as we've bowed before Him, He has cleansed us. It's His blood. It's His work. Oh, thank you. Let's thank Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your cleansing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cleansing that your blood imparts. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. God, we rejoice in the God of our salvation. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Sing the chorus of I Will Praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood has washed away each stain. Let's stand as we sing.
I will praise Him. I will praise Him. cleanse my heart from sin.
Dear God,
hallelujah.
None of us are good. None of us are what we ought to be. But tonight you've given us a new chance, Lord, to reach out to you and to ask you to cleanse us. And then fill that space, Lord, with yourself.
Yes, Lord.
We pray tonight will be a night where the Holy Ghost of God can make the Word of God so real and alive to us that it will become our daily portion, Lord. Not just that we feel bad for the things that maybe are not right, and not just that we feel good that tonight we're cleansed from sin and we have a new start, but God, take a hold of our hands as we reach out to you tonight. Be thou my leader and my guide. I need you. We're so thankful that you love us. We don't want to live without you, and we're so glad that tonight we realize anew we don't have to live without God. Some of the needs here may be great, but you are such a great God. Take hold of our hands, Lord. Be our leader and guide, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, Now we have time yet to go to prayer and to wait upon the Lord. And I just would ask this. Don't necessarily ask the person next to you, are you going to leave, are you going to stay? Lord, you know in your heart, each one of you, where the Lord may be still dealing with you. Make it right. And let him put his seal upon this work tonight. Don't go from this room and let the blessing, as it were, leak out. But may that consciousness of the nearness of God be with you, and put a guard over your mouth. Let's remember we're walking before him. Let's consider the things we've heard and what the Lord has done for us. And so I'd encourage you, if you can, just to stay and sit in his presence. And then when you feel you're ready to go back to your room, then do that. But let's walk with God and maintain his presence with us. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. You may go, and let's go to prayer.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.